Okay, let's get into the next perek here in our studies of Sefer Yeshayahu, perek Yud Ches, the 18th perek of Yeshayahu. As we discuss in this perek, something that is very unclear, Rabbi Schwab points out that this perek is one of the more difficult prakim to know what it's referring to, what are the translations of some of the words in this perek, but we'll do our best to go with some of the suggestions given. And as Rabbi Schwab says, when Yeshayahu Navi comes back, be most chiyas ha-mesim, as this perek describes, so then Rabbi Hashem will ask him what he exactly was referring to, or maybe he was referring to more than one event, as many nevuos as we know. According to Rashi and most of the Rishonim, this parak is referring to the time of Gog u'Magog, the time of Yemos HaMashiach. What does that have to do with the flow of the story? Why? Where do they get it from? Because the parak starts off that people are going to come from the land of Cush. Hay Eretz Tzilsal Kanafayim. The people are going to come from the land with a lot of birds, fluttering wings. Asher Me'evel and Ari Cush. That's on the other side of the river Cush. Cush is either in India or Africa, but it's one of the countries that is described in Yechezkel and Perek Lamed Ches relating to the battle of Gog u'Magog, which will take place at some point, or maybe it took place already, Bimos HaMashiach. What is exactly is it doing here? So Rabbi Schwab suggests that, remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin that has come up before. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Sanherev and Chizkiyahu could have been Gog u'Magog and Mashiach. The Gemara says, Sadi Dalar Aleph, Bikesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asos Chizkiyahu Mashiach, V'Sanherev Gog u'Magog. That was an option. Hashem would have made Chizkiyahu into Mashiach, Sanherev Gog u'Magog, and that's what was discussed in the previous parak. Parak Yuzayin was all about Sanherev succeeding and wiping out Aram and wiping out the 10 Shvatim, but then coming to Yerushalayim and not being able to conquer it. So, relating to that, Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach, Sancharev could have been Gog u'Magog, Amra, Midas Adil, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma David Melech Yisrael, Sh'amar Kamashiros V'Sishbachus Lefanecha, Lo Asito Mashiach, David, you didn't make Mashiach, Chizkiyahu, you're going to make Mashiach, that's why the Gemara says he wasn't, he didn't sing Shira. Why didn't he sing Shira? We discussed that in previous Prakim. But that possibly is the connection between the story of Sancherev and Chizkiyahu, the previous Perek, and Gog u'Magog, which is described in certain hinted ways in our Perek. The Rambam describes that exactly what's going to happen by Gog u'Magog, we don't know. It is, again, more discussed in Sefer Yechezkel, but the Rambam says in the last Perek of Mishnah Torah, in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says, Amru Chachamim, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Yemos HaMashiach HaLashiv Ben Malchiyos Bovad. All Yemos HaMashiach will be a physical existence, and the only difference will be that we won't be subjugated by the nations. Yireh Mipshutan Shel Divrei HaNaviim. Says the Rambam, the impression that I get from reading Navi, right? The Rambam read Navi like we're trying to read Navi. The Rambam says, it seems to me, Shebetchilas Yemos HaMashiach Tihyeh Melchemes Gog u'Magog. In the beginning of the days of Mashiach will be the battle of Gog u'Magog. Has that happened yet or not? We don't know. Was World War II Gog u'Magog? Who knows? We have no idea. Halavai, we should be in Yemos HaMashiach. But it says, Bechiz Gog u'Magog, there'll be a war. Vishekodem Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Right, so now you know Gog u'Magog really didn't happen yet. You hope the process happened, but according to the Rambam, he says before Gog u'Magog happens, Ya'amod Navi liYisrael liYasher Yisrael ulHachin libam. There's going to be a Navi that will come onto the scene, which that has not happened yet, in order to get us ready, spiritually. Shene'amar hinei anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu haNavi, as is described at the end of Nevi'im. Ve'eno ba lo latame hatar v'lo latara tameh. Originally, Eliyahu Navi will not be coming to change any halachas. V'lo lifsol anashim shem b'cheskas kashrus. V'lo lahashem yishuchzugu psulim. As the Gemara describes in Kiddushin. Elo lashum shalom ba'olam. He will ultimately, his first goal is to bring peace to the world. Shenemar v'heshev levavos abonim. V'yesh menach hachamim sha'omrim shekodem b'yas ha-mashiach yevo Eliyahu. Some say Eliyahu is going to come before Yemos HaMashiach. Before. The Rambam just says he's going to come during. So some say before. V'chol eilu adram v'chayotzi bohen, says the Rambam, all these topics, lo yeda adam hech yiyu at sheyiyu. Really, nobody's going to know what's going to happen until it happens. Shedvarim stumim heim eitzel ha-neviyim. Gam chachamim ein lam kabbalah b'dvarim eilu. Elo lefi hechra psukim. It's just based on psukim, which nobody knows for sure exactly what they mean. Lefichach yesh lehem machlokes b'dvarim eilu. V'yal kol panim. The Rambam ends off all of Mishnah Torah. Don't spend time focusing on this. Ein Sidur, Rabbi Rambam wrote this in the last paragraph of all of Mishnah Torah. First do all of Mishnah Torah. And then I mention this. The Alkalpanim, Ein Sidur Havayas Dvarim Elu Velo Dikdukan Iker Bedas. This is not part, a basis for our religion. Ula Olam, Lo Yisaseg Adam Bedivri Agados Velo Yarech Bedivri Amidrashos Hamur Binyonim Elu Vachayotzi Behem Velo Yisimam Iker. Don't focus on them. Sheinim Evian Lo Lidei Ava Velo Lidei Yira. It does not lead to Avas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem. Just know it's going to be a wonderful time period. So the Rambam, when's Gog and Magog going to happen? Yemos HaMashiach, is Eliyahu going to come beforehand? Unclear, we don't know. But either way, that's what this parak is referring to, according to Rashi and according to the Radak. So, again, the parak says, Hoy Eretz Tzilsol Kanafayim. Woe to the land of the Tzilsol Kanafayim. Rashi says, it's somewhere in the east. Shruyin B'Mizrach, the Haaretz Chama, it's a very hot place, and there are a lot of birds there. And Nevuazu al Uchlase Gogu Magog. What's going to happen by Gogu Magog? Many, as is described in Yechezkel, many different nations are going to come. They're going to come up against Yerushalayim. Maybe even part of Yerushalayim will be affected and Mushpa and Nechmash. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to step in and wipe out Gogu Magog, as is described. Hoy Eretz Tzilsol Kanafayim, Asher Me'ever La'Nahari Kush. On the other side of the river Kush, Hasholeach Bayam Sirim. All the other nations. When this happens, after Gog and Magog, as we'll see, what's going to happen when Bnei Yisrael start coming back to Eretz Yisrael? B'yamos HaMashiach. The nations will send messengers, right, in the Bayam, by sea, maybe in the future by plane. Hasholeach Bayam Tzirim, V'chle Gome, in boats, al Pnei Mayim. L'chu Malachim Kalim, go, El Goy Mimushachu Morad. Go see this nation that has been massacred and plucked and run down throughout history. This nation is going back to Eretz Yisrael and fulfilling the dream. El Am Nora Minhu Vahala. It's been an awesome nation from the day original when they became a nation. Goy Kavkavu Mavusa, a goy that has been stepped on. Asher Bazu Naharim Artso, that's been detested and destroyed by kings. Everybody's going to go. Kol Yoshe Sevel. And this pasuk is quoted by many to symbolize B'Yemos HaMashiach, Pasuk Gimel, Kol Yoshvi Sevil V'Shochnei Eretz, Kinsones, all the inhabitants of the land. It'll be like a banner has been raised up. Kinsones Harim Tiru, the banner on the top of the mountains that you will see. Yishayo talking to all the nations, V'Chizko HaShofar Tishmo, and you'll hear the shofar. The Barbanel says maybe this is literal, there'll be a huge flag, there'll be a shofar sound, or these are just mishalim to the great Nisim that will take place in the future. Remember the Gemara Maseches Brachas describes that the Nisim that will take place in the future will shadow and dwarf all of the Nisim that took place even in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's discussed at the end of the first parak of Maseches Brachas, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hina yamin ba'im no mashem v'lo yom ro'od. Chai Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki im chai Hashem asher helas v'asher hevi azera b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Tzafona. U'mikol ha'rosos asher idachtim sham. Right, and that's what's being described here. They're going to see the amazing Nisim, and they're going to come back. A number of points to mention on these psukim that we just read. First is the beautiful thought of the Gra. The Gra, Rinas Yitzchak here quotes the Gra. It's the Gra in the Avnei Eliyahu in his commentary on the Siddur. Says the Gra that the Jews, all of us, we really have three Galios. Three Galios. We don't know exactly is in whose, but we do know the first Galus is described by the Gra as they went after the Hare Choshech. They're behind the dark mountains. And then the next level, a little closer in, V'yachre Me'ever Lanar Sambation, on the other side of the river Sambation. And then Binyamin and Yehuda went to Arba Kanfos Ha'aretz. They were scattered throughout the whole world. When Mashiach comes, he's going to bring back all three, starting with the furthest. And that's the pshat of the bracha we say every day. Tka b'shofar gadol l'cheirusenu. But blow the big shofar to free us. That's bringing back from the 10 tribes. Alosin shagol achrei harechoshef. V'sanes l'kabeitz galu yosenu. To gather in those who are beyond the river. V'kabseinu yachan me'arba kanfos ha'aretz. That's Yehuda ben Yamin who are scattered all over the world. In that we know it. And then when they all come back, says the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that could be put into our pasuk. All of the nations are going to send messengers. Whoa! Even the 10 tribes came back. Even the people that were gone for the history of the world, they're coming back. Wow. What an amazing nation. And we're going to be described as El Am Nora. We are an Am Nora, an awesome nation. In what way will they think that we are awesome? So, two thoughts. Number one, the Radak. The Radak says right here, what makes us awesome? Rotzel Omar, Shahaya Adam ro'e bahem niflaos v'no ra'os. Shahaya Osa Imahem Akel Betovatam Ubraatam. The nations will see the greatness and our lowliness. Ki Betovatam Ayumatlichim Al Kogoi. Ubraatam Ayamake Osam Derech Musar. The Radak here says, quote, something that Chazal have and many Mepharshim discuss. When we're on top of the world, when we're Osin Ritzono Shomakom, we're on top of the world, nobody's on top of us. And when we don't do Ritzono Shomakom, then we are so lowly, we are stepped upon, we are worse than the worst. The Sfarno writes about this. The Sfarno in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir, 8-9 years ago. The Sfarno says, Re'eh, habita u're'eh, shaloyia inyancha al ofan benoni, kemoshu haminag b'shar umos. Right? Other nations might be like in the middle, on top, on the bottom, in the middle. No, Re'eh, Anochi no sein lefnechem ayom, I put in front of you Jews, bracha uklala. Veheim shnei haksavos. Two extremes. Ki abracha, hi atzlacha yoser min amaspik. Bracha is super, a lot, plenty. Al tzara yoser tov. Aklala hi me'era, machsere shelo yusag amaspik. That is something that is cursed, that is missing, and that is, says the Sfarno, that's our existence. We are up, or we are down. There's an entire parak worth reading. Everything is worth reading. But there's an entire parak that the Maharal devotes to this idea in Netzach Yisrael in Parak Yudalit, where he discusses the Gemara in Meseches Ksubis, Daf Samach Vav, which captures this idea, says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Samach Vav Mabes. Tanur Rabbanan, Maisim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shaya Rochev Alachamor, Vaya Yotzi Min Yushalayim. Yochanan ben Zakkai, remember, when was he? It's the famous story of with Vespasian after Churban Bayis Sheni. He's riding on his donkey outside of Yushalayim. Vahayu Talmidav Mahalchin Acharav, with his students following him. Ra Riba Achas Shaisim Alaketes Seorim, Mibin Glale Behemtan Shalarvim. He saw a young girl who was gathering barley from in between the dung of the Arab animals. Kivat Sharas Oso Nisatva Bisara Vamdalafanov. Once she saw him, right, she got herself put together, she saw that it was the Rebbe Chaim Zakkai coming. She stood up, Amralo, Rebbe Parnasani, she says, you have any food for me? I have nothing. Amrala Biti Batmiyad, he says, what's your name? Amralo, she says, I'm the daughter of Nakdimon Ben Gurion, the great, the rich person who supported all of Klal Yisrael, one of the three great rich people, as the Gemara in Gittin says. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hears this and says, Ashreichem Yisrael, bizman she'atem osim ritzono shel makom, in kol uma v'lashon sholei pachem. When we follow God's ways, nobody could top us. Ubizman she'ein atem osim ritzono shel makom. And when we don't, az nimsarin biyad uma shvela, v'lo biyad uma shvela, rak biyad bihemtan shel uma shvela. We're the lowliest of the low. Ask the Mefarshim, ask the Maharal, what's the Ashreichem? What's the praising? Praising that we're so low? The answer is, explains the Maharal, because we are, as the Sfarno said, we are a people of extremes. We are inherently special. If we don't have that special quality, then we're done. And the Briska Rav, quoted by some of the Bali Musar, expand on this Maharal. Right? We know the Kuzari talks about the different levels of being. Domim Somea Chai Medaber. So that Kuzari, once one of those items lose their essence, they don't just go down one level. An animal that dies doesn't become plant life. A plant that dies doesn't become dirt. They're just zero. And so to a person, the Kuzari also has Yisrael as a level. Right, says the Briska Rav, once Yisrael is not Yisrael, we're not Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, then we're nothing. Then we're zero. It's not that we just go down one level, because there's so much potential that we have to be in our lagoyim, so once that's lost, then we don't have anything. And that's what the Maharal says, Oshem Moshlim Alakol, Osha Kol Moshlim Alehem. And that's already alluded to in the beginning of the Torah, in Perek Aleph of Bereishis, V'yirdu B'dgas Hayam. Remember what Rashi quotes, he says, Zacha Rode B'dgas Hayam, Lo Zacha Nase Yarud Bifnehem, V'lo Nimsa Shiehe Lo Adam Madrega Beinonis. We are never in the middle. Shalo Yushar Balechai Moshlim Bo, V'hu Lo Yimsho Bohem Gamkein, Kidavra Zelo Yitachein. It's impossible, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. And that's what Yishayahu is referring to here, that the nations are going to see, I'm nowhere. They're going to look at our history with hindsight and say, whoa, you were on top of the world, you were on the bottom of the world. That is one idea of Nora. There's another idea of what Nora is. They're going to say, wow, they made it through history. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right, writes in his Siddur, that the greatest miracle to ever take place in the history of the world is not Kriyas Yamsuf, is not Maimon Har Sinai, is not Yericho, but is the existence of the Jewish people. That is the greatest nace in the history of the world. How many nations wanted to destroy us? Right? We're still around. Right? That's the Gemara in Yuma. Right? The Gemara in Yuma Samach Tes says it beferish. When the description of certain times in history when they wanted to take out certain words in Shmona Esrei. Hakela Gadol Agibra Vanora. Asa Yirmiyahu V'Amar. Nachri Mekakri Be'chalo Ayin Arosav. Yirmiyahu witnesses the Churban Bayis Rishon. This is Nora? Lo Amar Nora. Asa Daniel. Amar Nachri Mishtabdin Babana V'Ayin Gvirosav. Lo Amar Gibar. Asu Inu. And they say, the Ashek Gadol says no. You have to say Gadol Agibra Vanora. Shel Mali Morau Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hech Uma Achas Yicholu Liskayim Beino Umos. How do we exist? How do we survive? That's the greatest Nora. So maybe that's being referred to here too. El Am Nora Min Hu V'Hala. Right? We've been in Am Nora from that day and on, from the beginning of our existence. And everybody will see that in the future. Kol Yoshvei Yisrael V'Shochnei Eretz. When they come, that is what they're going to say. Also pointed out by a number of Mefarshim, the word Nase here, the word Nase is used as a banner that everyone will recognize. That's exactly what a miracle is. It's the same word, but the same word that's used for miracle is used for a banner. Why? So Nase l'kabes kol yoseinu. Because when Hashem wants to show who He is, like we mentioned the Ramban in the last year that we had, on Perek Yizayin, Kadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim to make sure everybody remembers that I'm here. I'm in charge of Teva too, and you should recognize that it is my property. The earth is mine. I am the Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz, and that's Kinso Nes Harim Tiru. By the Nes, that's the connection between Nisim and Nes of a banner. Kicho Amar Hashem Eli. And now Yishael continues, and says, Hashem told me, Eshkata Va'abita Bimachoni, I will rest in my machon, in my abode. What do the next couple of psukim mean? What is described here in Pasuk Dalet, Hey, and Vav is a type of forest, kikomtzachali, or plants becoming in blossom and growing, lefnei katsir katam perach, there's so much promise, there's so much potential, and then all of a sudden, Pasuk Hey, and Vav, akaras hazalzalam b'mazderos, they're cut down as they're growing. Rashi, the Radak say, this is talking about Gog u'Magog, the nations that are going to attack Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. In the times of Gog u'Magog, they'll come, they'll blossom, they'll grow, there'll be so many people, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to cut them down, and they'll be left to be eaten by the animals. Ye'azu yachtov le'etarim, Yechezkel describes, some will be zochah to be buried, some won't be zochah to be buried, but at that time, this is what is going to happen. And at that time, the parak ends, according to this pshat, Yuval Shai L'Hashem Svakos, the other nations that didn't take part in Gog u'Magog will bring a present to Hashem, because then they'll realize, right, this was the end. And the same phrase that's used before, Am Imushach Morad, Me'am Nora Min Hu V'Hala, the same phrase, right, that they recognize during history will take place at the end of history as well. But there are other ideas as well in this pasuk. If we go back to pasuk Dalet for a minute. Abita b'machoni. What does that mean? Abita, I will rest, I will be in my machon. So machon, pashas, machon, l'shivtacha pa'al ta'Hashem, right, that's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That Hashem says, ultimately, la'asilavo, I will come back and rest, my resting place in the Beis HaMikdash, and in that way, then I will take nekama on all of the nations that deserve it, to Gog u'Magog v'chulu. There's a machlokas rishonim. Seems to be a machlokas rishonim. What is the Beis HaMikdash going to look like in the future? Is it going to be Mishamayim? Is it going to be Min Ha'aretz? Right? It's known as a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos both say in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shamayim. Rashi says, "Avam mikdash ha'asid shanu mitzapin banui u'mishuchlalu yigale v'yavo mishamayim." It's going to come down, like we learn in kindergarten. Every mitzvah is a brick on the base of mikdash. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that, and that's what it sounds like from the tefillah of Nachem in the Siddur. By Nachem, we say ube'esh ata asid livnosa, right? The language of Nachem that is going to come down. The Rambam clearly does not hold that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, though we just read before, the Rambam says in the previous parak, in parak Yud Aleph, what are the jobs of Melech HaMashiach when he comes? He is going to first be machzir beis David. Hamelech HaMashiach asid la'amod la'achzir machus beis David liyoshna hamem shala harishana ubone mikdash. Umekabes et Chei Yisrael. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to come down from heaven. So what type of Beis HaMikdash will it be? We'll have, that's being referred to here. That he will be Eshkata, Hashem will be Va'abita b'machoni. I will look into my machon, into my Beis HaMikdash. Maybe this is a reference to then bringing it down. The Orchlaner there in Sukkah says maybe there's no machlokas. Is the Beis HaMikdash physical and the Beis HaMikdash spiritual? Maybe it's a little of both. The Abarbanel, though, has a beautiful pshat, a different pshat on this pasuk. Talking about the future time, maybe the Machon is not a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's kind of like V'yasuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham B'toch Kalechad V'echad. When Hashem goes back in, that's referring to Tchias HaMesim. That Hashem's going to go back in B'shach Tchias HaMesim into every individual. He's going to restore everyone's neshama and then make them alive again. And that's what's being referred to in the next couple of psukim, according to the Abarbanel. That it's going to be fresh and clean and like springtime. What does that mean? Explains the Abarbanel. V'yashuv l'habit b'mechoni, shehu mishkan ha-nefesh. V'yomar, shah-nefesh asher tachol al aguf b'zman ha-tchia, lo tachu bo kamo shetachu b'yeladim, bilti nishlemes, v'tistarech el hagidu v'halimud. The Rabbi Nel says, when we get our neshamas back during Tchias HaMesim, we're not going to get like a baby neshama, and then have to mature and grow up. No, we're going to get one that's already mishuchlau, educated and learned and grown. Avol yezek kechom tzach alei or, it'll be light already. Rotzelo marsha makabel ye muchan kaora bahir v'hayored olav shehi anefesh ye kechom tzach. Rotzelo mar kishemesh atzach begvura. So be grown and strong already, and that is what this phrase is referring to. When Hashem comes back, and that's what all the other nations are going to see. Tchias HaMesim. Imagine that. That's going to be pretty amazing, right? And all the nations are going to say, whoa, wow, amazing. And they're going to send their shlichim and try to understand what is happening in Eretz Yisrael. And the parak ends off again, Bo'esahi Yuval Shai. They will bring a present. What is the present? Either they will bring presents to Am Yisrael or they will bring Am Yisrael. Some say that's the present. They'll bring the rest of the Jews that are outside, all over dispersed. They, the other nations will say, go back to Eretz Yisrael, see what happens, see what your God is doing. And in that way, we will start the process of Yemos HaMashiach, where ultimately we are meant to be a Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh and Arla Goyim, affecting the entire world around us. Okay, we'll have to stop here.